visualize your endgame clearly and concretely. The single biggest resource for overcoming the struggle from within is the consistency and sincerity of thought. Whatever thought you have must be 1. Consistent and 2. Genuine. You see, you cannot fool your thoughts, as your thoughts will return exactly what you feed them. If you tell yourself you are strong but don't believe it entirely, you will not be strong, or you will not be as strong as you'd like to be. If you tell yourself you are smart but deep down you don't believe it entirely, you will not be entirely smart. If you tell yourself you are a good cook but don't believe it entirely, you will not be the best cook you can be. 65 years ago, Earl Nightingale wrote and published an award-winning LP record, The Strangest Secret, recorded in his spoken words. In it, Earl provided an analogy between the human mind and a farmer's crop. He told a story that went something like this. Imagine a farmer has a crop of land, and it's good, fertile land. He has prepared the land with great care, and the land is waiting to be fed its seed. The farmer has a choice. He can plant either a crop of corn or a crop of deadly nightshade. The land does not care. It will return in equal abundance whatever it receives for as long as the farmer cares for what he plants. One half of the field he plants the corn, and on the other the poisonous nightshade. Both crops will grow in equal abundance because the farmer nurtured the crops equally well. Whether it's a crop of corn or a crop of poison, the land does not care. And the same goes for the human mind. Will you plant the crop of corn you can eat, or nightshade that is deadly? Analogously, what will you feed your mind? Healthy, abundant, positive thoughts, or unhealthy, scarce, negative thoughts? You've heard the biblical maxim, you will reap what you sow. Your mind is no different. It will return exactly what you plant, but it doesn't care what you plant. Positive thoughts versus negative thoughts. Happy thoughts versus angry thoughts. Thoughts of abundance versus thoughts of scarcity. Your mind does not care. What it does care about is that it's fed, constantly. You know, it's that little voice that speaks to you all day long. The one that never takes a break. The one that races in your mind perpetually. It's often referred to as the monkey mind, the Buddhist term that means a mind that is restless, whimsical, confused, indecisive, unsettled, or uncontrollable. It's the one that can keep you up at night, or wake you up early when all you want to do is sleep. It is relentless, and it does not give up. Think of the monkey mind as your internal critic, which is constantly contending that you can't be the person you want to be. It suppresses imagination and creativity, attempting to hold you back from reaching your purpose. It's trying to keep you safe and having you remain right where you are. No need to wander. No need to be curious. No need to step outside of yourself to take a risk. It is your overprotective mother or father who not only stands over you, but, worse yet, is trapped inside your mind, if you trap it. As with the example of the farmer, what you feed your mind is entirely up to you. Chaos or calm. If you do nothing, it will default and your monkey mind will take over for you. This, unfortunately, is how most people in our society live. They're not consciously aware of what's happening around them. They are asleep. As you listen to this guide, there will be some big takeaways for transforming yourself. However, the most crucial principle is tuning in to your internal frequency and thereby honoring the harmony between your heart, mind, and soul. It's by having a thorough understanding that you can simplify the work ahead by making daily adjustments to keep your frequency in tune. The sooner you are able to accomplish that goal, the sooner you will begin to see positive change. Things will just happen to you, doors will just open, and the right people will just show up at the right time because you are in harmony. The way to get the most from this book is to have an open mind. Forget what you've learned or been conditioned to believe as you go through the principles. The best way to listen to this guide is to listen to it as intended, one principle per day over a 44-day period. The reason is twofold. First, it's crucial to focus on each principle independently. Ideally, you should read one new principle each morning prior to starting your day, while giving each principle a full